when you learn, you know, Mashiach, I think it's very important to recognize where we are holding in the scheme of things, right? I think one thing that I know for myself that I see with a lot of people that talk about this thing, they talk about this in Gol Mashiach, they're people that are in the group, so to speak. You know, they know that the Rebbe is Mashiach and all these things, they're kaching in Mashiach. But what I think gets lost in translation is that when the Rebbe is saying that where we are now, that we're now holding, right, like the testimony of the Friedrich Rebbe, that we're holding im dohachin kulchem to mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu, that was in Tavshin and Beis. Now we're in Tavshin Pei Dalet. We're post all those things. We are now in Yom HaSeh Mashiach. We are now. We already have this Galus of Mashiach, like the Rebbe said in Parshas Vayera. We're post those things, and therefore, if you understand where you are now, when you learn these things, it becomes so much more gishmak, yeah. Because these are things that can literally happen in a moment, because we're in the midst of the process.
Right. Yeah, the Rebbe says in Yudas Kislev, right, you may say it's recorded, you may say Mashiach, that we find that you may say Mashiach, in which we are in right now. And just to clarify, like you might have explained that there's you may say Mashiach the way the Rebbe's Bechavkas Mashiach and the way it's Mashiach Bevadai. So right now the Rebbe is only Bechavkas Mashiach. Although he certainly will be Mashiach, it's not a doubt. But the technical term, he didn't build a Bais Mikdash yet in Ben Kembay in Yerushalayim, and didn't
right.
keep his Galus fully yet. But we're still in Yom HaSeh Mashiach. That means the Galus is here, Mashiach is here. So we're in Yom HaSeh Mashiach.
I think
unfortunately
also,
we're still in Galus.
Also, when you're having a conversation with someone and someone asks you about who Mashiach is and all these things, the reason why it's very important to know who Mashiach is because he exists already. He exists as Mashiach. Mashiach exists as a person, right? If I told you that there was a person that is going to be appointed to whatever, and it doesn't matter who he is right now, because right now what's important is to get yourself ready and to get the world ready and to learn and to become like the mashal that we said to be good citizens. Okay, then I see why you not necessarily it'll be important who the king is, but once you have the king, once the king is on his way, once the Melech HaMashiach is appointed, once he knows who he is, and not only he knows who he is, he knows who he is.
Yeah.
The Rebbe said that we have this Galus of Mashiach. And not only that, but there's Pu'ulas Yesh HaMelech HaMashiach. Mashiach is affecting the world. There are things
He's
that happen
doing
in the world.
Yeah.
Correct. He's doing things. Right. He's not. It's not like these are things that are prophesized in the books about what's going to happen when we get close to the Geula. No, no, no. These are things that are, when Mashiach comes, Mashiach is going to be doing things and affecting the world in a certain way. Now, even though he's not Mashiach Vadai right now, in a full sense, because the Beis HaMikdash is not
Mashiach.
Built.
He's doing he's starting to do the Vadai things. He's winning the wars.
Exactly.
When
does Mashiach become Mashiach Vadai? After he finishes building the Beis HaMikdash? After he finishes Kibbutz Galus? Or when the process starts?
So he becomes Vadai when it's finished, but he's doing it. It's like
right.
when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Makkos in Mitzrayim.
Right.
He was doing things. He wasn't just some promise of a redeemer. He was actively going to Parah. He was making Makkos. He was getting the Yidden ready, and the Yidden were rallying behind him, and it was all very exciting. And unfortunately, in that generation, 4/5 of the people weren't interested, and they didn't make it out. But in our generation, the Rebbe told us, Lo Yidach Mimeno Nidach, as Avraham Fried made famous, no Jew will be left behind. So we got to have everyone on board, everyone excited about this, everybody rallying around our king. We got to stop being blind. Oh, we got, like the Rebbe said, Ufefen Degen, we need to open our eyes and realize the reality. The Rebbe keep trying to show us the Geula is here, Mashiach is here, but we need to realize it. If we don't realize it, it can't happen. We need to open our eyes.
ויעד כדיכך המדב גולהוב מהדר עם זול מחי זיין ישיע המלך
Yeah.